Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance through consent agenda that would appropriate supplemental funding to complete the air conditioner unit replacement project located in the Emergency Response Center server room. The fiscal year 2022 budget includes an appropriation in the amount of $25,000 to replace the air conditioning unit in the server room of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Response Center. Additionally, the total cost of the project exceed the estimate in the amount of $3,000. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce tells the Finance Committee.
So this is a project that has been appropriated and funds are there. The lead time on this item is it's been some time, and contractors come back and said the item is going to cost another $3,000. And so what Brenda's doing is shoring it up before the refrigeration shows up. But it's just because of the time period between the time they offered the price and the availability of the item, the item's ordered. It's still not anticipated to be here until August, but it's going to cost us an additional $3,000.
In enacting the ordinance, the supplemental funding is approved to complete the project as, according to Brenda Ulberg, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager, it's in the best interest of the Kenai Peninsula Borough to replace the failing air conditioning unit to maintain a temperature-controlled environment for vital communications equipment that supports emergency management functions. And according to the ordinance, the $3,000 increase is due to an increase in costs for the new equipment, which includes the cost of labor to remove the old system for site preparation, as well as for the installation of the new air conditioning unit. The Kenai City Council unanimously adopted a resolution that would approve the execution of a lease of airport reserve lands using the standard lease form between the City of Kenai and Joel Caldwell. The lease terminates June 30th, 2022. Caldwell proposes improvements, including additional storage space, restroom facilities, and paving, with an estimated $100,000 value of improvements to be completed within 2 years of signing the lease. Activities noted on the application is airport storage and maintenance, and the requested term is 17 years, this according to memo documents. The proposed development would be mutually beneficial and would conform with Kenai Municipal Code for Zoning, Kenai's Comprehensive Plan, the airport's Land Use Plan, the airport's Layout Plan, Federal Aviation Administration Regulations, Airport Master Plan, Airport Improvement Program Grant Assurances, and Airport Operations. Council member Henry Nackstedt told the Kenai City Council,
"This particular parcel has a kind of an old, almost dilapidated hangar on it. It's made of 2x4s and sand, kind of a sand lot there. Matter of fact, it's called the sand lot. But I'm really happy that Mr. Caldwell is planning on putting $100,000 of improvements onto that. And I'm sure it'll improve the surface and the building itself. And I'm fully in support of this."
The parcel of land is within the airport light industrial zone. According to municipal code, the purpose is to protect the viability of the Kenai Municipal Airport as a significant resource to the community by encouraging compatible land uses and reducing hazards that may endanger the lives and property of the public and aviation users. The proposed aeronautical use is a permitted and compatible use in the airport's light industrial zone. In addition, the proposed use complies with the Imagine Kenai 2030 Comprehensive Plan by supporting development on lease lots that's in alignment with the municipal airport's marketing strategy.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.